Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to our national call Saturday morning. As you heard me mention, it's a record-breaking day here in Salt Lake City. 80 degrees, sunny, beautiful, absolutely a fabulous, fabulous day. And lots to be excited about when it comes to Limitless, lots to be excited about with what's going on. I hope you all are recovering from a very good St. Patrick's Day. As I mentioned last week, that's a lucky day for me. 30 years ago, yesterday, I had my brain tumor operation, and also, not 30 years ago, but I got married on St. Patrick's Day because I consider it a very, very lucky day. And boy, is it. And it's lucky for Limitless, and we have so many great, great things happening right now that we couldn't be more excited about. And so, Malin, do you want to jump in on that?
I do. We had a great day yesterday, and it was a lucky day. It's a good time. I always tell Steve we have this thing in the Campbell house. His favorite season is fall. My favorite season is spring. I love the fall colors, but I love spring because it's a chance to turn a new leaf and have everything start over. And because it was our anniversary yesterday, we took a little afternoon walk. And we saw some trees that were just barely starting to bloom. And I don't know what kind of trees they are, but they almost looked like tulips on the ends of the trees. It was so beautiful. And so I love this time of year. And Alan's going to be doing some announcements today. And we're also very fortunate. Alan is pitching in. Liz couldn't do the training today, unfortunately. I know we put that out on the text. But Alan is pitching in, and for those of you who weren't at Camp Presidential, you're going to hear an amazing training today from Alan, and he's doing the one-man band. He's also going to do our announcements, and he's going to talk about some spring stuff that could be coming. He's going to tease you a little bit. So, Alan,
and
what is going on? Yeah.
And also, we're going to have Liz probably next week, so you know,
yes,
we haven't
Liz
forgotten.
Liz is going to come back. She will return. She will return.
Well, maybe from Seattle sooner than she wants because it's pouring rain up there. So anyway, but Alan, good morning, buddy. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, always love being on the call, Steve. And, yeah, looking forward to sharing a presentation after we do announcements too. So thank you for that opportunity.
You bet.
Yeah, we've got a lot going on at the office. And, you know, we had a great day yesterday. We had our, of course, every Friday we have Will Call Open from 10 to 2. We had some just great prospects in there. We had some great distributors in there, orders taking place, enrollments happening, and just I love it when we get distributors in there and prospects signing up. It's just with what it's all about, and it's exciting. And so just a reminder, if you're ever here locally, and for you local distributors, boy, Fridays are a great time. We love having you in there. There's good energy, and it was a great time. Yes, we have a lot going on, and you know, I don't know how much to tease Malin. I always get nervous teasing anything because that's your and Steve's department. But we had a great meeting this week with our PBOA, and we've got some exciting things to really help with enrollment. I don't know what to say, Malin. You want me to let you say something, you or Steve?
That's funny. You know, Alan is a veteran of the industry on keeping secrets, and he's so excited, I can tell, he wants to say more. So I love that. We'll give you a little sneak preview, guys. If you'll go to the Me Even Better Facebook page and the corporate Facebook page, there's a sneak preview of what's to come. And I guess we'll just ask the same question that the corporate Facebook page asked, and that is, if you could improve something about you, what would it be? And, start asking that question, because that's going to be a great campaign that we're running through. So, I don't know. Alan, I think that's probably good enough. Go in the Facebook.
I was also, share. I was also going to say, you know, it is always fun when we get together with our PBOA members, and we had a special meeting. You're right, Alan. We had a special meeting that you were at our home, and we invited all the PBOA members to our home and spent the day there going over everything. Cindy flew in from California, and we appreciate that very, very much. Cindy, you're being willing to do that because things are so crazy and busy for everybody. But during that conversation, I guess people just have to tune into the next call. you know. I'm not going
to
say
more than that. On Monday.
Yeah, on Monday. So, you know, I guess if you want to find out what's going on, call in on Monday, right?
That's right.
There
what
you
the
go.
Heck's going
yep.
on?
There you go.
Come
okay,
find your
Alan.
Limitless, guys. Come find your Limitless.
And we do it. We do that Monday call every Monday, obviously. And you know, it's going to be exciting this Monday. And you know, as you've noticed from previous calls, in general, we're moving the call more of a toward how to information about the products, how to sell the products, how to market the products, and you're going to be really excited with what we have for Monday. So tune in on Monday, spread the word, especially exciting time to be on the Monday call. And you know, I love this. I love the whole St. Patrick's Day introduction that Steve and Malin did about what a great day St. Patrick's Day is. My second, our second child, our only son, was born on March 16th. So he was born just a day before St. Patrick's Day. But we have a lot of fun celebrating his birthday around St. Patrick's Day. Wow, he turned 19 just a couple days ago. Where does time go? But speaking of lucky and St. Patrick's Day and so forth, we of course have our March Lucky Leader promo that is continuing. You know, anyone who sponsors a new distributor in March, and that new distributor completes their 2 in 14, they get that 3 points toward the Founding Leadership Retreat, Limitless 2.0 Founding Leadership Retreat, and so it's just a great promotion. And you know, a couple weeks ago, Malin really did some great, you know, promotion of this promo on the call. I loved how she explained, look, this is for existing distributors, but it's also for brand new distributors who enroll this month because they can enroll somebody this month too. So this is something everyone can run at. It's really exciting. And it's just one more reason to get going now. You know, as I've been watching things happening in March, it is exciting. As I mentioned, the feel in the office was just so exciting yesterday. There's great things going on in the group. There's a lot of excitement. This is a great time to leverage that time. You know, the hours per week, the time you spend talking to people. This time of year, just with what you have traditionally in this business, spring is well leveraged time. And one of those things you can use to talk to people about Limitless is our I Am Limitless Challenge. You know, we have our round two with Diet Bet coming up and starting in just 2 days. But you know, I was looking at the Diet Bet site this morning. I'm signed up too, and I can weigh in any time. I think everyone can. So let's share that Diet Bet with our friends and family, and let's get them involved. We've already got over $400 in the pot. You know, time those of us that were able to lose the just 4% during the 4 week challenge, we got more than we put in, and you know that's kind of how it works. You get at least what you put in, and then you get a split up amongst everyone. Those that unfortunately didn't make it, but if everyone who loses weight's a winner, because just trying and getting in there and participating says, hey, you're paying attention to your health and you're trying to improve. And so everyone is a winner by even committing and saying, you know, I'm going to go for this. So let's get in there. You know, I think I may have mentioned this last week, but you know, I've wanted to lose a few pounds, but I find that if I don't have that community and that just kind of that drive to help hold me accountable, you know, it usually doesn't happen. And so I lost more weight than I've lost in a long time, just in those 4 weeks, because I had the community, I had your support. I was for myself a lot more accountable to the behaviors. And I'm excited to do some new things to be able to lose another 4%. I'm going to focus more on exercise and moving more, and in addition to the eating better and of course using the Limitless products, and it's been really helpful to do Skinny Sticks and Charge and Lunagen. I just love those. And of course I'm always on Thrive, and that's that foundation that's just been fantastic. So spread the word. Let's all be on the I Am Limitless Challenge. You've got a couple more days, and it's going to be another exciting time to improve our health and wellness. And just going through some other reminders that we have in the voice for announcements. And, you know, Rachel does a great job of putting that voice together each week. If you just want a good reminder about all the different things going on, you know, you just open up that voice, look at it, and it does that. And we've got the May fly-in that we're running for and so excited for, and registration link is right there on the fly-in. It's only $75 to participate in the event, and it always comes with some goodies and most of all, great training and great learning from each other, and great information to help grow your business and help you get recommitted and get things to the next level. And a reminder, we have our 2 in 14 that I referenced earlier And that's a new promotion going through the fly-in also, $200 extra bonus for new distributors who in their first 14 days, they get two new customers on board with, you know, with the auto ship. All the details are in the voice, but two new distributors and then 2,000 a founding team volume. And so we've got a great little video that you can click on in the voice that kind of runs through and explains how that works. But you know, that is a great promotion. It's just one more incentive to help a new distributor realize that, hey, now is a great time for them to get started because they can run at that. Anyone they bring in runs at that, and it duplicates through the, you know, through the system, and that story gets legs because everyone's saying the same thing and doing the same thing. And as I referenced earlier, too, we've got our Limitless 2.0 Founding Leadership Retreat. Qualifying period just began in February, and so it's just a few weeks into it, and it goes clear through January of next year. And what I love about this incentive this time is it's focused on growing your organizations, and it's 60 points, and there's lots of different ways to qualify for points, but all of them are built on growing your organization. There's organizational volume growth. There's becoming a member of the X5 and X10 club. You know, we've had the X3s as part of our compensation plan. We added to that with X5, get 5 executives on your front line, X10, get 10, and then you're not only growing your business and as you duplicate that, getting some powerful volume in your organization, but you're also qualifying for the trip. You know, and while we're talking about X5 and X10, in my years in the industry, you always hear that, you know, the discussion, boy, do you go wide, do you go deep, you know, what do you do? And of course, there's no perfect answer to all that. But I'll tell you, a lot of the really successful leaders I've seen, they get a good solid first level. They get a lot of good people and good solid you know, business builders and consumers and people on their first level. And that's what that X5 and X10 is all about, getting some good solid people on your first level. You know, as you duplicate that down a couple levels, wow, look at the volume that is coming in there and the foundation you have so that you are all set as you drive those lines, drive those legs and get some volume going deep too. Well, other ways to earn points for the incentive is to rank advance personally. And of course, I really liked what we also added, as you have personally sponsored distributors that rank advance, you get points for that too. So all the details are in the voice, but you know, it's about growing your business and helping others grow their business in your organization. And look out, it's really exciting. Well, let's see. I think that covers most of the updates announcements. Of course, we have our weekly You Even Better broadcast, and Lisa Burgess is going to be, it's her broadcast. It will be presented on Tuesday. Lisa was in the office yesterday. It was great to see her again. And so a lot of announcements, a lot of great things going on. A reminder, too, to buy RTA this month because we have a little bit of a price increase that goes up on April 1st. So a good time to buy RTA at the current price before that happens. Well, Steve Malin, do you want to add anything before I jump into my training?
Well, I do. I first of all, you know, we get so many comments. We get a lot of comments on Rachel and The Voice and Akeisha and Jackie, but we also get comments about you, Alan, and how great of a job you do making these announcements and interacting with the field. And so, you know, sometimes you don't realize that's what people are saying behind your back. So you need to know that you too are very much loved out in the field. So we appreciate all that you do.
Thank you.
And
it means a lot.
I would like to also introduce Alan as our trainer today. You know, Steve and I go way back with Alan, back in our distributor days with a former company, and Alan was in the distributor services area. He was a top leader concierge, if you will, and there's no one that does it better. We came to really enjoy his interactions with us and how much he took care of us. And even after our connections with him at that company, Alan continued to stay in touch. And as we were so fortunate to have Alan come on board with us here at Limitless, it's one of my many favorite traits about Alan is that he, through the years, has developed a large bank of relationships, people that he stays in touch with. And it reminds me of a book that by, I think it's Harvey McKay. I could say this all wrong because I didn't look it up before I decided to pull this out. But and it's Dig Your Well Before You're Thirsty. and it's all about building those relationships. And there's just no one better. And I was talking to Alan one day, and he was kind of sharing some of the things that he does in just in his personal, you know, how he handles personally his relationships. And we asked him if he would do a training at Camp Presidential at our birthday fly-in. And so we are so fortunate to have him share that with all of you again. We're recording it so that it will be available. And not to put any pressure on you, Alan, but you got to do a great job.
The pressure's on.
So I know in your hearts, because we're not on an open mic here, but, you know, Alan, we'll turn it over to you.
Well, I appreciate that introduction, Malin. Yeah, I love this business. I love people, and I think that's one reason I've loved working with Steve and Malin so much. Is, you know, we are kindred that way. They love people, and you know, you can't spend any time with Steve and Malin without just feeling of their genuine love and care and concern for myself and for everyone I see them interact with, and that's something I've tried to. You know, I've tried to do all my life is just pay attention to people, and I found that having strong relationships with people is such a rewarding thing just in general, and so I love staying in touch with people. And you know, I haven't been as good at it as I'm trying to be now, and I've done some things now. Like, you know, I try to always learn from people. As I've watched people over the years, I'd see people that just, you know, I'd get a phone call from them every now and then, or someone would touch base, and I'd think, wow, that's a good habit. I think I'd like to incorporate that into my life. And so, you know, my thought there is that, you know, with anything we want to do to improve ourselves and improve what we're doing, it's never too late to make a change and say, you know, yeah, there's something I've been doing, but I'm going to do it a little better. Or there's something I haven't been doing that I want to start doing, and we can jump in and do it. That's what I love about this life, about life in general, is, you know, we can change, we can improve. And those are the people that, boy, are just successful people, aren't they? They're never quite satisfied with themselves the way they are, but always saying, you know, I want to make a change. As I was explaining this personal networking philosophy I have to Malin one day, she invited me to share that at the fly-in and with the Camp Presidential group. I love doing that. And boy, all of you who were there, thank you for the comments you shared during that presentation. We had some great interaction, and I really enjoyed that. And I learned more from listening to you two and getting your ideas. And I'm looking forward. Hopefully I can add something of value again today. And share with you something that will help you in your business and help you personally. So I've titled this The Power of Personal Networking. And of course, the first question is, well, who's in our personal network? And you know, I think it's helpful to do an exercise where you go through and identify, you know, who are the different groups that I have in my personal network. And of course, the first one that comes to mind to me most frequently is family. We have family in our personal network. And you know, and family, we have a unique relationship with, a long-term relationship. And, you know, with family, sometimes, you know, there's ups, there's downs, but we have that's who's in our personal network. And, you know, and family is just a great strength to us and a great resource to us in our lives and in lots of things. So family is a part of our network. We have friends who are a part of our network. And one of those friendships, that's one thing I love about Facebook, is it's a chance to rekindle friendships. You know, when I graduated from high school, I remember, you know, there were no cell phones, of course, no internet, and none of this social media. You know, when I went off to college, I completely lost touch with so many of my friends because if they weren't where I went to college, and, you know, then you just lost track of them because I moved away just a couple hours, but you move away. And so there's so many tools today to reconnect with friends and help maintain those friendship relationships. Our coworkers are in our personal network. I just love the relationships I've had during my career with my coworkers, and I just love continuing to nurture those, and those have been very rewarding. We have our neighborhood relationships. You know, one of the things my wife and I love to do is we just set up our little camp chairs, our lawn chairs out on the front yard when the weather's good in the evenings, and we sit out there, we take the dogs out with us, and the kids are out there, and you know, we talk to the neighbors, we'll stand up and walk across the street, or someone will walk over and talk to us, and, you know, neighborhoods are just a great time for nurturing relationships. Then we have small groups that we're a part of, too, in our personal networks. Maybe it's the gym, maybe it's our church, whatever it is. You've got groups that you're a part of, and organizations, and those are all the individuals there are people that in your personal network. And so, you know, I was thinking, and I reflected, what is the value of our personal network. And you know, as I mentioned, there's value that is not defined, you know, financially. There's value that just we get emotional benefit from and support and so forth. But a term that's used in the business world a lot, of course, is ROI, return on investment. And so, you know, the question is, well, what's the value, the ROI of your personal network? And you know, some of that I think you can define. And as I was doing some research on this, I discovered a term. This was on Forbes on their website, and they it's a term that they titled, instead of ROI, they did ROR, return on relationship. I love that. And it was defined, ROR, return on relationship, is the value that is accrued by a person or brand due to nurturing a relationship, whereas ROI is simple dollars and cents. ROR is the value, both perceived and real, that will accrue over time through loyalty, recommendations, and sharing. I thought, wow, that's, you know, that really helps us think of our relationships in terms of the value they can add to us, ROR, return on relationship. You know, and in our businesses, as we're growing our organizations, you know, you never know when someone in your network is just looking for something that you have to offer. You know, I think often we, because we're doing, you know, we're doing this business all day long, I think we think that other people inside our network are remembering all the time that we're also doing this business. But I've noticed in as I interact with people about things I'm doing in my life, you know, something that's very important to me that's kind of at the top of my list, you know, I'll mention something about it to them. They're, oh, yeah, that's right, you were involved with that or you were doing that. And so, you know, I think sometimes we get nervous to kind of mention things to maybe those who are close to us in our personal networks, because we think, well, maybe you know, they think I've mentioned this to them too much. But there's things we can say that will remind them about what a great opportunity we have to share with them some products, share with them a business, and so, you know, we offer solutions for things that they can benefit from. How many people cannot benefit from participating in the diet bet that starts in a couple of days? I mean, what, 90-95% of the population would love to lose a few pounds. And so everyone, nearly everyone inside our networks can benefit from just that alone, of all the arrows in our quiver that we have to offer. You know, and one of the reasons I found it's important to stay in touch with our network is, you know, timing is everything. You never know when it's the right time for someone inside our network to maybe jump at something that you've got to offer. And so that's one reason why it's important to keep in touch with people. And then, you know, as you're talking with them and the timing is right, they'll be like, oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think I will take a look at that. I'd love to try that product. Yeah, you know, I have been thinking, I've got the kids going to college, and it's getting expensive. I don't know how I'm going to handle it. And, wow, you're right there with an answer. And so the more people we're talking to, even if it's not new people, and we'll talk about new people too, but just people in our networks who we're talking to and keeping a relationship going, you never know when it's just that right time that you're in touch and you've got what they're needing, and it's the right time for them to jump onto something that you'd love to help them with. So here's what I do in my personal networking strategy is, you know, I keep a list of my personal network. And, you know, we have lists. I keep a lot of mine electronically in a spreadsheet on, you know, on a file. And the nice thing now is you can keep things on these, you know, the cloud drive. So you never worry about losing it. It's out there on the cloud. But also I've noticed, boy, my cell phone is sure becoming a list too. But I'm realizing, you know, I need to be transferring, you know, a lot of my list over from the cell phone to the, you know, to the cloud. So just in case something happens with my cell phone, and, you know, how many times have you text somebody and they respond, well, who is this? You know, I don't recognize this number. And it's because when they switch cell phones, they lost all their contacts. I had an HR professional that I was staying in touch with, and I texted her a year-ish ago, maybe a little more, and she said, wow, who is this? You know, and it was, you know, in a polite way, of course. But I realized, wow, she probably had this network of hundreds of people, maybe more, that was in her cell phone, and so she lost all that. So, you know, it's good to keep that list in a place where you know it's going to be secure. And if we're transferring people over from our cell phone regularly, boy, there's, you know, I'm always adding new people. I get a call from someone, and one of the first things I do is that day, while I can still remember that number, even within a few minutes, I like to add them into my contact list so that I'm not, you know, I'm not forgetting 2 or 3 days later, oh, so-and-so called me. What was their number? And then I have this fear of putting the wrong number with the wrong person because you just don't want to send a text message for someone anyway. You know what I'm saying? So I love to get those contacts saved in as soon as I can into my phone so that I know who it is. I've got them. Then when I reach out again, I'm confident in who it is. So first thing is to create a list. And you know, that's something we talk about a lot in this business is make your list. But you know, it can't be overstated. Have a list so that you're tracking how often you're talking to people. You know, I've noticed that sometimes, well, I talked to that person recently, but you know, I go back and look, wow, it's been 6 months. It's time for me to check in with them again. And you know, for me I found lots of ways for me to stay in touch with my personal network, and one of those ways is through the phone. Through my cell phone, but another one I'm really starting to like is Facebook messages. You know, as I go back and find people from high school and college, you know, you connect with them on Facebook and just a quick message out, and they're so happy to hear from someone they haven't heard from in a while, and I'm happy to reach out to them. And you know, sometimes I'll shoot a message and I don't get anything back yet, and you know, I've realized I can't take offense at that because I realize in years past when someone has reached out to me. And I thought, oh, yeah, I'm going to message them back, but I'm busy at the moment. And then I forget to. I don't. And then I realize, wow, I didn't mean to not message them back. And so I need to be better about going back and making sure I've answered all those. So if you reach out to someone and they don't answer right away, hey, you know, try them again in your rotation. Mine's at least every 6 months. I like to work through everyone on my rotation. You know, I had a person about a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, where I had reached out to him, wow, 2 or 3 times in the past couple of years, and hadn't gotten anything back, and I was seriously a little worried. Did I offend him? And I thought, oh, I sure hope not. But you know, I'm just going to keep reaching out because even if I did, the fact you know that I'm still reaching out is an opportunity to, if there is some feeling there, to help put that to rest. And I called a little while back, he answered. We had just a great conversation. It was great to catch up, and so I felt good that I had a strong relationship ongoing with that person that I was kind of worried about and I hadn't talked to in a while. So Facebook is a great way to just reach out to people and get back in touch with them. Text messages, of course, is fantastic. You know, at holidays, I like to just sit down and maybe, you know, a day or two before, and sometimes if I have time the day of the holiday, just send some texts out. Hey, you know, happy holidays, happy New Year, happy President's Day. It's just one more reason to stay in touch with people, and I love receiving those too. And it's a lot of fun to see who other people are that are kind of in that mode like I am of they have a habit of checking in and nurturing relationships around the holidays. Because if you're not sure what to say, hey, text them around a holiday and just wish them, hey, happy St. Patrick's Day, happy what do we got coming up? You know, we've got Memorial Day coming up and the start of summer in May. Anyway, various holidays and opportunities there. LinkedIn messages. You know, for me personally, in my professional, in my professional network, LinkedIn is a very common thing that people like myself use. And so I found that LinkedIn is a great way to stay connected with people. I'm on a regular basis. I go through and you know they throw out this list of, oh, do you know so and so and so and so, and it's a great way to be reminded. Oh yeah, I'll check back in with them. You know, I had his name is Jay. He was someone who I got to know in my early years at Nu Skin. We're talking like early 90s. And I don't think I had talked to him in at least 25-ish years. It's been a long, long time. And I found him on LinkedIn and I friended him. And then, you know, a year or two later, just the other day, I just sent him a LinkedIn message and said, Jay, how's it going? Hey, it's been forever. Hey, those were sure good times, weren't they? And he responded right back within a couple hours. Yeah, Alan, boy, it sure was. And it'd be great to have a little reunion of all of us from back then. And I replied back, hey, let's stay in touch. So, you know, so right there, I've got a relationship that adds value to me personally. If nothing else, it's I can remember that I've got a friend there. You know, there's also opportunities where maybe I'll be able to help him with something, or maybe he'll be able to help me with something when there's something I've got to offer and the timing might be right to let him know about that. And email communication, you know, is another way to stay in touch. It kind of depends on your relationship. Some people, you know, don't do email as much as they do other things now. But there's lots of ways to stay in touch. And so those are the ones that I like to work through on my list. You know, and one of the habits I have with my phone calls I do is I keep a. If you ever walk into my office, you'll see all these square pieces of scratch paper. Probably drives some of my coworkers crazy. But what I'll do is when I get scratch paper, I don't like to waste paper. So I'll as long as it's got a blank side, I'll tear it down the middle. Just you know, I'll fold it, tear it, and do it again. So I've an 8.5 by 11 has become 4 sheets of paper. I have a little pile of them on my desk, and then I use those for notes. I need to remind myself about things. And then I'll have one of those in my pocket, and during the day, as I think of people I want to reach out to, I'll just write their name on that list. And I only refresh it about once a week or every couple of days, because I'll end up with a lot of names on that list. And I'll have a lot of people I want to call. And on my drive home, I'll call some of them. And after I talk to them, you know, after I get home, I'll scratch their name off the list. And then there's some people that I wasn't able to get through to. And so I'll circle them and keep them on the list. And the next day I'll just kind of pick up. And when the paper gets full, I just start a new one over. And I have found that is one of the most rewarding things is a phone call to someone. And often I just leave a message. I left a message for someone the other day. And he texts back and said, "Hey, Alan, sorry I missed your call. I was making dinner for the kids and couldn't pick up." But then we had a nice text message exchange that was going back and forth. And we, in fact, he even said, "Hey, you know, we ought to get together for lunch one of these days." So, you know, it's just a great way to stay in touch and let people know you're thinking about them. And, you know, and one of the things I like with this philosophy is, you know, we can choose who to put at the top of our list. And I love a saying, I can't remember where I read this, but I'm sure you've all heard it before. Our income will be the same as the average of the people we associate closest with. Let me repeat that. Our income will be the same as the average of the people we associate closest with. I love that because we can make a conscious choice. You know, who are the type of people and who are the individuals I'm going to associate the most with? And we can spend time with them and invest in those type of people, and you know, and it'll rub off. That interaction will pay dividends, and we'll be able to benefit from that and improve ourselves and improve our business from those interactions. And just continuing about you know, about the strategy, we talked about the list, staying in touch through different means of communication, contacting people. You know, I try to do at least once a year or 6 months, and often I try to do it quarterly, you know, through whichever method makes sense. And I like to bring back old contacts into my network. And you know, one of the things I love, too, is meeting new people. You know, I was at one of my children's sports events a while back, and just the person I sat next to was a complete stranger. But I like to just say hi to people and mention something just to get a conversation going. So I did that, and we had a great conversation. I found out this person, you know, likes to fix up homes and sell them, and I thought, wow, this person could be a good person for me to get to know. And have, so I said, "Do you mind if I just take your number down?" And so we exchanged contact information, and right there I've got another relationship that can add value for me. And you know, the last point on that is, you know, don't burn bridges. Oh my goodness, you know, how often have we, you know, especially maybe in our younger years when we haven't learned that lesson as well as we wanted, maybe decide to, boy, make a little jab or a point with something, and maybe we didn't leave a relationship as successfully as we should have, and then later on maybe we end up interacting with that person in a situation and we wish we would have maybe nurtured that relationship better and left it more positive. So, boy, I've learned, boy, you don't burn a bridge. If we, you know, if we have some reason, a feeling of, you know, I don't agree with what this person did or something, let's still keep the relationship strong, because it's really important to have a positive interaction that can lead to other exciting things for us. As I work through these, as I work through this personal strategy, one of the things that I've really tried to do, and I'm still working on, but I love the book How to Win Friends and Influence People, and it's of course Dale Carnegie, a famous one in our industry. But I read it a while back, and I love it so much I just turned right around and read it again. and I'll probably end up reading it again sometime this year. Because I found with good books, it's good to read them, you know, read them a couple times, at least twice to get everything out of them. But some points that he makes in there about making people like you, you know, become genuinely interested in other people. That's so important in our personal networking. Number two, smile. You know, Steve Campbell gave a great thought on this the other day in the little article he puts in The Voice. He just talked about the value of smiling. And, you know, in person, it's huge. Over the phone, you can tell that they're smiling also. And number three, Dale Carnegie, remember that a person's name is the sweetest, most important sound in any language. Use their name. And, of course, using their name is a great way to remember their name so that you don't forget it for the next time. I struggle with names, so that's something that I'm always trying to do is use their name so that I can remember names better. Number four from Dale Carnegie, be a good listener. Encourage others to talk about themselves. You know, I had a great experience with this with a guy I called the other day. I hadn't talked to him in, wow, I bet it's been 10 years. And I noticed that he was selling insurance now. And so I thought, wow, I'm going to call him up, and the first thing he's going to do is want to sell me insurance. But I wanted to connect with this guy, so I'm going to call him anyway. And so I reached out to him. I called him. It took some back and forth because I had to leave a message. He called me. But when we finally talked, we had a great conversation. And never once did he say, Alan, boy, yeah, I'd love to meet with you and see if I can help you out at all, which I would not have minded, by the way. I was ready for him to invite me to do that, but he didn't. And that was fine. And what I noticed in the conversation was that he kept, I would want to ask about him, but he would keep turning it back to me. Well, I sure enjoyed working with you all those years ago, Alan. So tell me, how's your family doing? What about this? What about that? He was incorporating that exact strategy. And he was focused on developing the relationship before he was going to, you know, invite me to even sit down and talk to him about anything to do with business. And I was very impressed by that because I even opened the door. I said, hey, I see you're in insurance now. And but he, you know, where we left it was, hey, let's get together for lunch one of these days. It should be nice to meet again. So I was very impressed with that. And I'm wanting to incorporate into my strategy too. Be a good listener, encouraging others to talk about themselves. And number five from Dale Carnegie, talk in terms of the other person's interests. You know, you read his book and he tells story after story of people that shared with him how these teachings have just helped them so much financially and with their careers and so forth. The last point, the sixth way, make the other person feel important and do it sincerely. You know, everyone has something of value, many things of value that we can recognize them for and work with them on. You know, when I have supervised customer service teams in my career, the different companies I've been with, one of the things I train them to do is on every call, every single call, you recognize that person for something they've done, and it means you're going into their account, and you're aware of what's going on with their business, and congratulate them for the product they ordered, and share with them, hey, isn't that a great product? I'm so glad you're on that one. I love it too. What do you love about it? Here's what I like about it. Or you can encourage, you can recognize them for sponsoring someone, and this is something that, you know, of course, any distributor leader can do. Boy, I'm sure Steve could remember the stats, but most of the people who get involved in network marketing never even sponsor anyone. So if your downline has sponsored someone, well, there's something to recognize them for and congratulate them for. But anyway, getting back to the point there, is there is always something that we can recognize and congratulate the person we're talking with on, something they're doing, something they've done, something they share with us in the conversation. So I'd like to just kind of wrap up and summarize. You know, for effective return on relationship, we must nurture the relationship to be able to successfully prospect the contact. And so we have all these relationships that we keep nurtured, and then when the time is right, we can successfully prospect them. And well, we had some great training at the last fly-in about prospecting, and they've been, you know, we've had all those training calls. Are those training subjects on these Saturday morning calls again, and we'll be getting those in the back office recorded along with the PowerPoints so that you can do follow-up on those. So I just like to quickly share a couple of experiences of how incorporating these principles into my life has definitely given me a return on relationship and even return on investment financially. A while back when I joined Limitless, Stephen Malin asked me to develop a scientific advisory board. So the first thing I did is, well, I went to my contacts. You know, we've had Mark Pedersen present to us. He's someone I had worked with in a similar capacity, like close to 20 years ago. And yet, because I still had that relationship, I was able to call him up, and that was exciting to reconnect and have him do some great things for us. Garrett Trumbull, when we've had him come and talk to us. You know, I had never before spoken with Garrett. However, we were connected on LinkedIn. And so I did a reach out to him, and we were able to get that relationship going, and he's given some great presentations for us. Dr. John Wisco, who's been doing a lot of presentations for us lately, he's someone who lives in my neighborhood that I've known for a couple of years. And, you know, we would have occasion to talk to now and then. I knew he taught at BYU, and he taught about anatomy. I was thinking anatomy was, well, this bone and that, you know, and the skin and muscles and all those things. But talking to him, he would tell me about all these amazing ways the body interacted with all the different systems reacted to food we take in and such. And finally, I put two and two together and said, wow, you know, I think he would be great to talk about the benefits of Thrive and our Limitless products, and did an introduction to him, and he was all over that, and he's been great. So nurturing those relationships helped us put together a great board, and is continuing to do that. As I was reflecting too, you know, in my career, when I first got involved in this business for Nu Skin years ago, over 25 years ago. But I, you know, I saw an ad on a job board. I started. I just walked in. They hired me and said, "Hey, you can start the next day." But every time from then on, when I've jumped to a new career opportunity, there has been a member of my network that has either introduced me to that opportunity, it's an unposted position, that type of thing, or a member of my network has played a key role in putting a good word in for me with that move. And as Stephen Malin mentioned, when they were introducing me, I hadn't seen Stephen Malin for a long time, but I kept in touch with them. I hadn't, you know, seen them in a couple of years, but I went to some great lengths several years ago just to find an email address for them, and I reached out, and they replied right back, and we kept in touch. I saw them at a industry conference meeting, a couple of years after that, and then a little while after that, we start talking about me joining Limitless, and nurturing that relationship, I feel, was an important part of me having this great opportunity to be a part of the Limitless family. And also through other business opportunities that I've been involved in personally, you know, I was doing some looking at some just some records. I thought, you know, who have I reached out to, and who's been a part of some of those things for me? And I realized, you know, well, my family has been like 30% of the business success I had with that, and neighborhood was another 30%, and family and friends of family were another 20%. And just friends was 10%, and even some cold calling was around 10%. So, you know, this return on relationships is a principle that is sound. It benefits us, of course, so much in this networking business. And I personally have found that in my strategy, I've gained a lot of satisfaction and from these relationships. But professionally and business wise, nurturing these relationships, my personal networking strategy has just been something that's been very successful for me. So I hope that was of value. And you know, my closing thought is, boy, if you want to increase your business ROI, return on investment, let's be sure we're increasing our personal networking ROR, return on relationship. I appreciate the opportunity of sharing that today.
You know what, Alan, that was absolutely tremendous, and we appreciate you so much. And, you know, you said so many things in that training that apply so well to what we're trying to do in network marketing. And I know one of the things you mentioned was, you know, reading motivational material. Or I got a text from Carol where she was saying, hey, also you can listen to, when you're on walks, motivational material, you can listen to books on tape. And I know that Sandy Burgess mentions that all the time. I'll bet you if you look at good networkers, there aren't any great networkers who don't read or listen to some kind of motivational thing. There's so much in what you just trained, Alan, that is really, really beneficial. So we can't thank you enough. We feel so fortunate to have you be a part of Limitless and on the corporate side of things. I mean, it means a lot to us. And Melin and I have always said, hey, at corporate, it's just like when you're building a distributorship. You don't want to work with somebody you don't enjoy being around. and so, you know, when we go and pick people to work in corporate, they're the kind of people that you want to have a relationship with, that you want to sit down and watch a basketball or Super Bowl with. Those are the kind of individuals you want to be involved with, and you are definitely that to Limitless. So thank you, Alan, for your time this morning. We appreciate that so much. And with that, let's just take it off of mute and hear where everyone's calling in from.